We are here at the backstage of Adi Shakti after the performance with Malvika and Alessandro. After just seeing two really particular solos, yeah? What was your concept, Malvika?
Mine was to look at moving images. I was actually looking to make a machine that would run paper so that people could see something in an installation sort of manner where there's no person involved. And after 2 years of working towards making a machine, I didn't make the machine, and I decided if I need to turn the pages, maybe I had to step in. Mm. And that's how the piece came about.
So it's like animation, yeah? The images probably you draw?
Yeah.
Some of them, they were really abstract, some of them were actually concrete, the figures or stones and explorations of certain things.
Yes.
That is all your exploration. I think you graduated from the Fine Arts University.
Yeah, university was a long way back. That was in 2004.
Okay, so that's a really long way back.
Yeah, that is a long way back. But, and university was ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
It has little to do with the drawing. For me, it was just an exercise where I could draw as much as I wanted to draw.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the pieces that comes in it. There are two larger books that come, which with fewer pages, so it takes a little less time to go through them as well.
And your media is basically ink and
yes.
Black ink, yeah?
Black ink, yeah.
And the pen, the brush.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Alessandro, you are from Switzerland.
Yes.
I think that performance was sponsored with Prohelvetia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How did you end up here and what is your story about?
Yeah, well, it's been a few years ago I made this solo out of a need to confront myself with a personal story of disability, which I have. A disease called Hirayama. It's a rare disease, neuromuscular disease, in which I lose strength in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I was dancing in very big companies, so I was confronted daily with these stereotypes or like how a body should be. Or mm-hmm. And so I could see only the failure on my body in this sense. And so, yeah, this solo was out of this need of understanding more about this condition, like what does it mean for me. So this opened doors in the field of disability. So I started to understand better disability. I started to study, to meet people, and to be more involved also in discussions about disability. And this was really great. So I really discovered a world of inclusion where basically everybody's valued as in his, her, their own differences. And which
this discussion started where? I mean, I'm lost a little bit.
This discussion started with this solo, basically.
With the solo and interacting with the people.
The fact of starting this solo brought me to some fields. So let's say this solo opened the doors towards the field of disability, and
lots
so I met people because they saw my solo.
Openly talk about it, right?
Huh?
I believe openly talk about dystrophic tetraplegics because I, at some points at least, I've seen, you know, the certain movements of as dystrophic goals or tetraplegics. I think you're exploring in disability.
Explored disability, but on my own experience. Okay. I didn't want to pretend I know the experience of someone else, especially with this solo.
Okay.
So it's really about my hands. So my hands are very present the whole time. From the very beginning, that they are in my pockets, through the whole piece is about hands in a certain way, or the focus is on the hands. And this to say that's how I came here.
To Adi Shakti.
To India, because through this solo I met a lot of people and I performed it a lot, and then people started to see me in Switzerland through this solo, and so I got chances basically through that.
There are many questions. I mean, how come you choose to be a dancer?
Actually, this was my disease was starting at the same time I was starting to become a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when I finally became a dancer, the disease reached a point where it was more relevant.
Mm.
And so, but through my formation as a dancer, I started, and I didn't have this disability. It started when I was 14, 15, and then it took 5 to 6, 7 years to slowly get the strength of, I mean, it's a nerve that atrophies, so by consequence the muscle as well, and therefore then I lost strength, but then it was already too late to change direction. I had already passion for dance, and I was already into dance, so it was too, I was already in, so I just had to deal with that.
How does it make you feel? I mean, it's like probably one side you exposing yourself is challenging, yet I think you also see the sides of our nature which you probably wouldn't if you would be, let's say, without this disease, no?
I mean, I'm seeing the side of, the field of disability is a place of people with a lot of vulnerabilities, so it's a very delicate. And that's what I like the most, because it's everybody, it's sensitive, or there is this discussions about how to approach people. We discuss a lot about consent, so how do we interact with each other? And this then goes beyond the field of disability. This enters a major problem, or it connects with a lot of other problems in the world. So I think already already pushing this awareness towards consent, towards being kind to each other, and not, okay, I have an advantage, not try to use my advantage to overcome others, but to support. And that's what I'm trying to do in this field of disability, and to really create this environment in which is mutual support, basically.
Nice. And it's also breaking certain taboos, right? I mean, it's like certain topics people don't want to talk and they feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Even you are starting to think so hard.
Are you talking about the piece?
And the disability story he's describing. Yeah?
Yes.
Actually, his life story. So yeah. I think it's really brave that you dare to do that.
I don't know. The word... Yeah, bravery. I don't know if it's bravery, because I think we all are confronted to some difficulties in different levels.
Yeah, but sometimes you can pretend, no?
We all, like when we are in this position, then I think it's not something special. It's something of maybe the human being. When you're in the position of difficulty, then you find the energy to get out.
That
hopefully.
So how do you put together? I mean, there are two completely different aspects of one is that time passing, which you also announced it with metronome. You were flipping the pages and the images are flying in front of us. And you are dealing with really exposing of certain part of humanity, of a very vulnerable part on a brave, truer dance.
I think it's the same thing we do.
So more or less, but it's too...
So Malvika is on the paper, and I do it with my body.
But how you decided to put it together?
I don't know.
Providence.
Providence.
He came and... yes. Destiny.
Yeah.
It's he came and he needed a... the show was such that he needed someone to close or open for him, one of the two.
Uh-huh.
And so I was approached and asked if I'd be interested to join the show.
Mm. So you saw the dance before you decided to? Or
No. I came into this because Nimi called me. Mm-hmm. And Nimi said there's a slot open and he's the performer, and material that he's probably sending, as most artists would, their small kit of material came to me.
Mm.
But I didn't look at that to say yes. I just said yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to do the show, and it was a That's it.
I also trusted. So yeah. They told me you'll be in a double bill. I said, yeah, why not? I mean, I think that's for this piece is the best. I mean, I also enjoy very much this fact of also seeing other works and meeting other people. And then I think in this case, it matched because as you use one part of the stage and use the other part of the stage.
This we were both excited about. We were very excited about that. Mm.
And I'm also surprised with the reaction of the audience, no? Audience here is fabulous. So the way they react and actually supportive and meditative. I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Good. I mean, yeah, for me it was special because it's the first time I do it with such a slippery surface as this carpet. But this is for me also part of it. It's when all the elements on stage become part of the piece. And so it's always alive because it always needs to adapt to a new situation.
Yeah. We are adaptable beings.
Yeah. I mean, it's also a type of piece that needs this interaction with the space. For example, here I had the chance to pass behind and so to have this game with going in and out from these different places, which in other places I don't have. But I usually do these scenes with the dance floor, so it's much heavier. And it's different, the way it shakes and the way it creates these waves and the way it creates sculptures and it stays more rigid.
Mm.
Yeah, it creates really some stuff that stays afterwards when I leave.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think you are a regular guest here, no?
It's
a familiar environment.
Yes.
Mm. So how does it feel that instead of being in the audience, you're on the stage?
Very good.
It's a great space, also in terms of energy. Like it's very beautiful.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's great to perform.
It's an amazing space. It does have a really particular spirit, which we all like.
True. No? Yeah.
I think I'm going to be seeing you, at least I'm going to be seeing you in near future.
Yeah.
Alessandro, the Prohibitia was awarding you, or how they choose to send somebody, because at about 2 months ago we had a chance to hear musicians. So how that foundation or whatever this platform works?
So it's been I think a couple of years that I'm supported also with other artists from Prohibitia. And I did a residency, so I had to apply for a residency, and I went to a seminar to Singapore, and so I had a seminar there. And so also Switzerland is a very small place, so once then everybody starts to know each other and they know the type of work I'm doing. And I was approached from Prohibitia India, which I met a year before in Zurich the first time. And then it happened also that I went to Sri Lanka last year in December, because I know that one artist was invited there but couldn't go, and so they thought of me. So I went to Sri Lanka and I was still in touch with Prohibitia India.
So they choose whom they want to support and send in India,
they know my work, and they thought maybe it could be easy with me, because my solo is very, very simple. I'm traveling alone, and I...
You don't need nothing, practically.
Yeah, I always can adapt with what I find on the spot, as long as I have 2 or 3 lights and something that's full.
So we might see you next time, or we might not. All the best.
We'll hope we see him soon again.
Maybe through other channels. There's always a version, yeah. Do you like India? I mean, how...
Yeah, so far... I'm here since 3 days. So I cannot really.
Like, with you on the airport now.
Yeah, I cannot say much, but I would have wished to stay more here. Really. And next I go to Chennai.
You said you perform with your solo in Sri Lanka. Is there any difference in how the audience accepted your performance? Like, if you compare Sri Lanka to Switzerland?
To Switzerland? I mean, also the performance needs to adapt according to the place where I perform. So my last version in Switzerland are completely naked, So I have this game that for me, this means, I wanted to deal with shame, my personal shame of being naked in front of people. And so all this game with the pants, for me, it's just related to this shame. And so, each time I do it to a different place, I adapt according to the rules. So.
Yeah, but also you can sense, you can see how people accept it. Or
yes,
I believe that emotions are also on the faces, no?
It's more about perception because I cannot really see. It's quite dark. But of course, reactions afterwards. And I basically have always a similar type of reaction. That people are a bit confused because it's something that they're not used to. You cannot really put it in a case. It's not really dance. It's not really dance theater. It's not really movement. What is it? But in a way that is positive, usually. It's like, okay, it's something different, but I kind of enjoyed it. So why not? And that's for me, it's important to really to be in that spot of not being put
so
in
wherever
place.
You go, you can still find this human nature, I mean that humanity in.
We all have different ways to express.
I know you must be tired, both of you, and excited.
Tired? I'm not excited.
It was hard to sit like half an hour in no.
The show usually runs for an hour and 15 minutes, so yeah, it's okay. At some point in the show, I have to get up and
stretch your legs.
Yeah, unsleep it out a little bit.
I said to enjoy the moment. It's more about that. And then, for example, when I was doing a scene today, I was thinking, what if the audience would get all my sweat in the face? And so I was like, oh, shit, it's not good. Maybe I should avoid to turn. And if I disappear. So really, I like this reaction. And then I like also that the audience can interpret the image, the picture I made in different ways. As for example, in Beirut, I performed this piece and one person from the audience saw a story of refugees. So each person can connect with its own.
Yeah, because you also play with the shadow, right?
Yeah, so and there is this idea of cage, there is this idea of being chased and being caged, and this is all experience, like it's more inner experience of feeling limited in a way.
Yeah, there's a cage, no? Our body is a cage.
yeah and also our mind, I mean how we see ourselves in a way.
Yeah.
Stereotypes is a cage.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.